following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition, a Thursday of the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the 38th Annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. The game is coming up on Saturday at 1:30 on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, and as we've done for, well, I think every year since we've had the Doug and Daddy Show, we've come on over and seen the coaches and make sure that everybody's here and not in trouble with the law. And, you know, and we shouldn't say that. Look at that. They're just getting back from church, Mike. Will, they're just getting back in. It's been a sloppy morning here, so practice, not the same routine. But it's been a pretty good week for them. We'll talk with the coach. Lance Howitt from Stewart and Blair Kalen from Hardington Newcastle. We'll talk with some of the kids, from the East, Ben Heinrichs from Giltner, Garrett Sondra up Fullerton. We've got a foreign exchange student that we're told is a pretty interesting story, and Simon Sandberg from Friend. They're all on the East from the West. We'll talk with Christian Best of Elm Creek and Keith and Drury from Blue Hill. And, Mike, it's a fun time. You've been over here a couple of times. You know the lay of the land, but the 8-man game, pretty big deal, and should be a little warm on Saturday, but it's always a fun game. And I really think, like I said in the Shrine Bowl, I think the talent this year in the 8-man game is a little bit notch above. And I think there's some really extremely good kids.
Yeah, there's stories on both sides, the West and the East, obviously with the great all-stars here, all-state players here, people that have played in the game of the Shrine Bowl earlier this year. So a lot of talent we expect every year, and we expect a great football game. Yeah, it's going to be hot on Saturday. They're calling for highs somewhere around 92 or so. So it's going to be a steamy one on Saturday on the turf.
That's another thing that's grown. And now that it's at Hastings College, it gets kind of more of that state championship field, to take the field and a few things. And if you're some of these kids from Exeter Milligan or Hemingford or Falls City, Sacred Heart, they've all had the chance here the last couple, 3 years to play down there, so they'll have that same feeling.
A lot of the kids, especially this year, moving on to play college football at one school or another next year. A lot of these guys, this is their final go-around, their last hurrah, so to speak, going to get to play it on a big stage at Hastings College, so it's always a great thrill for them.
So far, the coaches tell us they've been able to get through the week. You always got to get a little contact out there, but you want to get through injury-free. Unfortunately, a couple of kids that were on the last East roster were not able to participate, and one of those is Kyle Jensen from Exeter Milligan, who did play in the Shrine game and suffered a hand injury in that football game, and he did such an outstanding job. There were a couple of small school players, C&D guys, trying to cover some of the top wide receivers in the state, in Marquise Lee being one of those out of Omaha North, and they did an outstanding job in that Shrine Bowl. So it shows you just some of the talent. Unfortunately, he got hurt. He won't be.
That was just a change that the Shrine Bowl had a couple of years ago. They allowed some of the smaller schools to get at least a couple of guys on the roster. Great move on their part, and it's just a continuation of our so-called postseason, and this game is just what I'm here with, this Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game.
And then you've got like Hemingford. They had so many talented kids that they play one in the Shrine Bowl, a couple more come here. Again, you've got the rule that a maximum of two from any school, which in some years, I mean, let's face it, Howells could have brought almost their whole football team for about a decade here. Hemmingford could have brought about half of their football team here. There's Exeter Milligan. There's a lot of these teams that have been good for a long, long time. Hell, Stewart, they could have brought a lot of their kids and have had some good players here recently. So a really, really good amount of kids that are going to be in this football game, and we'll talk all about that. We'll touch on some of the other things that are going on. The College World Series will continue tonight. It's TCU, LSU. Last night, Florida took out some frustration. They thumped Miami again. Miami has to be thinking, we come all the way to Omaha. Can't we play somebody different?
Yeah, they play Florida, and both of their losses in Florida is absolutely dismantles them. Last night, they got off to a home run. Their very first they got it came to the plate. He had a home run. How do you like that? They had four home runs last night in Florida, Wallops, Miami, for the second time in Omaha.
Things that you shouldn't be surprised about with the numbers, but even I am a little surprised. I think people are surprised with the change in the ball that there's that many home runs. You had more home runs by Florida in last night's game, then you had all of last year, three, and all of the year before, three total home runs. The first home runs that have ever been hit to center field, the three longest home runs at TD Ameritrade Park in the College World Series, all hit in last night's game.
I had a game myself, so I didn't get to catch a lot of the ball game last night. Heard Kevin Kugler on the way home talking about how far the ball has carried, even at night, where usually you don't see that. At a baseball stadium in Omaha, Nebraska, they were talking about how far the ball was carrying at TD Ameritrade Park. I don't know, was it the ball? Was it the sluggers or what was it? It was just a great game between Florida and Miami, but they were talking about that last night.
They finally come to that happy medium where we don't have 21-14 and gorilla ball because of the bats. You still got to have the bats for financial issues, but to get the baseball and to get the game back to where you can hit a home run and change the complexion of the game instead of hoping to get on, steal, bunt.
The small game, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Kill the game. It'll kill the game.
So far.
Love it.
I've loved the College World Series so far. A lot of energy and a lot of close games, some blowouts, but so a lot of energy in a lot of those games.
The U.S. Open is also just underway. Phil Mickelson, one of the few really big names to be out early. He's 2-under through 5. A handful of guys are at 1-under. And as I said before, night golf. Not at night, but they'll be playing when you get off work if you've got that regular 9-to-5 job.
That's all right.
For you, 4 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m., yeah. I heard you guys talk about yesterday how tough that course is going to be. Do you like golf tournaments that the leaders are at maybe -2, -1, or do you want the leaders down at -15, -17?
It's interesting because most of the time when the leader's at -2, -1 even, remember, if you're leading a golf tournament, there's a handful of guys that are ever within reach of you. So if even is the number, you've got 140 guys that won't be within four shots of the lead. When it's a good, tight, contested, a lot of guys in contention on Sunday, whatever the number is, I don't want to see the 8-over win it. And some people kind of thought maybe over par would win this, and it might, but we'll play it out.
Pin placements and things like that, it's been tough on this golf course in past years. They put some rugged pin placements out there. You're going to have, speaking of that, did you bring your clubs along today?
Well, I got the clubs, but, you know, we're right next. I always get a chance, you know, I guess I can say it on air. You know, Thursday, for a number of years, we've come over, we've done the 8-man show here for the Doug and Daddy show.
Then you sneak out.
We go do a little lunch.
Yeah, then you sneak out.
I cut the sports at your office. Then I sneak back over here, and while nobody's watching, I slap around the Elks course a little bit. Then they usually had the Hastings Tribune volleyball game that night. So it was a full day there. I just knocked your stuff off. Sorry. But it wasn't that way this year, and it's raining. So, you know.
It's going to clear up. You should see the sun by this afternoon. I knew you'd have the clubs in the car.
888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to join us on today's program, 888-455-ESPN. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, as always, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to give you a chance to tickets to Amtrak poll going on Friday and Saturday. But here's what today, from anybody listening out there on the Doug and Daddy show today, tweet me or email me your favorite Ryan Houghton story, the head football coach at Fullerton. I want your favorite Ryan Houghton story if you could email me or tweet us, I want your favorite Ryan Houghton story. He is the man that we're going to have a little fun with off air here today. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coaches, Lance Howard at Stewart and Blair Kalen from Hardington Newcastle. And it's coming your way next. We're live at the 8-Man All-Star Camp here in Hastings.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, showers and thunderstorms likely early, then gradually clearing skies, high near 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of storms late with a low near 63. Friday, sunny, temperatures at 87. Currently, it's 64.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolling on live from Central Community College in Hastings, where the 8-Man All-Star Camp is held every year here, at least recently. Doug Duda, Mike Will, along with you on today's. We'll take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question in just a little bit, but now, Mike, a chance to talk with the head coaches and get a little bit of the inside strategy. You've called the game for a number of years. Give me your take as to what important. We always talk about offense. It seems like defense is what ends up being the shining moment in these All-Star games because they don't have 3 weeks to put in their systems. They've got to keep it as a little simple.
Usually when it comes down to, and it's going to be amazing, special teams. Yeah, they don't have a lot of time to work on special teams. There's a mistake here and there that could turn the tide. A lot of times you'll get a big play, obviously. So I like the teams that are a little bit more sophisticated on offense. And I think it's the West this year. We'll talk with Blair Kalen in just a little bit. They want to run the football. He's already told me that. He told me that on Monday. They want to run the football. Well, so we'll find out what happens.
We've got so many great running backs. I mean, they're all great kids, but the running backs that are going to be in this All-Star game are as good as we've seen in a number of years. And Blair Kalen from Hardington Newcastle joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How's camp going for you?
Camp's going really well. The kids are really getting after things, and we're getting things put into place. And it's a good group of kids that we're working with.
The fun part of this as well is that you have all the other coaches in the room here, and they're trying to pick up little nuggets. So the East goes, but then the East goes with what they want here, but then the West has the last word, and so it'll be interesting. It always is. How much interaction is there between the coaches? I know you guys are always together during the week, but talking football and talking strategy for the game, is there much between the East and the West that goes on?
Oh, yes, there is. I think it's a great group of coaches. We all get along very well, and we've had some good times. And you can pick up some things that can help your program as you go back home.
Is it tough to concentrate on just your football team when you're housing? And you got guys sitting here on the West right now listening to what you're talking about right now. Is it tough to formulate your game plan for Saturday?
Oh, not at all. You know, we had some meetings with the assistant coaches prior to coming down here to Hastings, so we had a good idea of what we wanted to do and where we wanted to play the certain players. But it's been a great time this week with these guys.
All right, just tell us exactly what you're going to do. Then. Give us your first 10 plays here, and we'll just get ready to go on Saturday. Huh?
Oh, we're going to try to run the ball, but we'll be out there trying to run some play action. The ball. We've got some guys that can throw it, so we're pretty excited about showing what they can do. And we have a couple receivers that have really shown great hands in the camp, so we're going to try to get them the ball.
Talk about those guys specifically. Let's talk about a few of the kids. Start with your wide receivers.
Tanner Fisher, he's a Hardyton Newcastle kid. He's a kid that we brought down. Outstanding hands. I mean, I don't think he's dropped a pass in the camp so far. He's got a way of getting open. And we've got a couple other guys that Konacek from Clarkson Lee runs great routes. So those are a couple guys that we might try to get involved in the game.
You've got three quarterbacks. You're working out for the ball game. A couple of local kids. Talk about those guys.
Grant Norder, just a great competitor. He has great feet. If a play kind of breaks down, he's got a great knack of making something happen. Ben Henricks from Giltner, very quick, very smart quarterback. He's done a nice job. He can make things happen. And Gabe Wirtz from High Plains, he's a great, 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 great intelligent player.
Garrett Sondrup, I know from getting to watch him, is outstanding. I assume he'll be one of your running backs. What else are you looking at there? Sometimes we get a little surprised that, well, we're going to play him on defense. What else you got going in that running back slot?
Sondrup's looked very well. This is the first time this week that I've got to see him live in person, and he's everything that I was hearing about. Or Oltmer from Humphrey St. Francis, he's a rock. He just runs the ball hard. He's got good feet and has a way of getting a couple yards after contact. Sawyer Kane from Ball State Sacred Heart has really impressed us. He is just an explosive runner.
Kane was one of the guys that was added to the roster. So how was that for him to come in maybe at the last minute to take over a roster spot?
We were very fortunate that he was able to accept and come on board. And he's had a tremendous attitude, and he's worked very hard, and he's showcased his abilities.
How will you split your roster? Will the guys play just offense or play defense? Will you have a combination of the both? Or how are you guys splitting things up there?
Well, we'll have a fair amount of guys that will play strictly offense. We'll have a fair amount of guys that will play strictly defense. And then for depth reasons, we'll have a couple of guys that we plan on playing both ways, both sides of the ball.
We're talking with the East head coach for this year's 8-man All-Star game, Blair Killeen from Hardyton Newcastle. Talk a little bit about defense. Sometimes there's special rules, obviously, that you can only do so much in a variety of ways. But defensively, who are a couple of the standouts there, and what's your plan?
Jesse Faltes from Hollows Dodge looks really good. He's an inside linebacker. He has a great nose for the football, takes great angles. Gage Horick from Fullerton and Bruce Schulenberg from Scribner-Snyder, two big, long, rangy kids that run very well. So those three right there should be guys that will be tough to contain on defense.
Mike talked about the special teams. How much can you work on something like that?
Well, we started day one on Monday starting to put in the special teams, and I think special teams are important, especially in games like this. You see all-star games where a kick return or a punt return changes the complexion of the game. And so we're very comfortable with some of the guys we have in the positions for those. And in the kicking game, you've got to be solid with your punts and coverage on the kickoff. So I think it's going to be an important role in the ball game Saturday.
Are there any special rules for this game? Some all-star games you have a somewhat limited basis. Is there anything special in this game?
No, not really. The field's going to be 100 yards, which is a little different than the normal 80 yards. It's 8 men, but the width of the field is going to be the same. But there's no special rules. You can kind of do what you normally do.
And wrap up last minute here with Blair Killeen from Hardyton Newcastle. As you look at the West, what are you expecting from them? And every kid's going to concern you, so I won't go that route. But what are you expecting from the West?
Oh, I look for them to spread the field on us a little bit, try to get their guys into space. They've got good size, so I would think that they could pound the ball right at us too. But it's going to come down to, you, like you say, that it's going to be hot on Saturday, and I think conditioning is going to be a factor. You know, how much can you get rest for certain guys, and I think that could tell a tale as well.
Your team come in, you know, here we are in the middle of the summer. They come in pretty physically fit here.
Yeah, they appear to be, you know, very physically fit. We've got a few of them that have already played in some All-Star games. We've got numerous kids that are planning on playing college football, so they've been working out quite a bit, getting prepared for that. So I like the conditioning look of our team.
And, of course, Blair, it's more just about football. There is a reason for the football game. You have fun. Sotoma always talks to the kids a little bit. Give me a little bit about what the week's been like from that standpoint.
Oh, it's been a great week. You know, the kids get to know, you know, new people, new faces. The Saratoga Club does an outstanding job of getting activities for the kids to do, and it's just been a fun week. And I'm excited about the game Saturday.
Anything you want to say about Coach Hallett before we bring him in here?
No, he's obviously he's done very well.
Do you have a Ryan Houghton story that you would like to share with us?
Well, oh, no.
I'm not sure I can share
that. He'll be sharing that with us after the Doug and Daddy show. Blair, congratulations on being named the head coach, and best of luck on Saturday. Thanks for the work you're doing this week with the kids.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a great honor.
Thank you, Coach. We're going to swing into and switch the headsets here, bring Coach Howard in, and talk a little bit about the West. Of course, we've had a chance to see Stewart play a few times over the last few years in the playoffs, going deep into the playoffs and playing some of our area teams. And Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Well, real good. Other than the rain, it's going well.
I got to figure all the things that are going on. They've got the Speedway right down the road. You guys play in the middle of a Speedway up there.
Yeah.
Stewart, have you swung over at all?
Well, this is the first year that they actually haven't had something going on. Usually on Sunday when we come, there's races going on, but they didn't this year. So, yeah, it's kind of it's not that much of a big difference from being at home, you know, so it's kind of nice.
I know George personally. I can maybe get you a couple of laps on the traps maybe this afternoon.
They go crazy over there.
I think that we got rid of the golf cart, you know, the go-karts. We didn't do that on Monday, so they'd probably jump on that way. We got some pretty fancy cars that they showed up into on Sunday, so they'd probably go over there and do some street racing.
Well, these kids would love it. Let's talk a little football here, and again, congratulations on being named the head coach. Kind of the same questions. What's it been like for the West team? How are you guys getting along?
Real well. We've been, we've had a real good week. I think the kids have come together real well, and I think that our situation was a little different than Blair's. Is when we met in January, we kept all of our 24. So, Blair had some kids that he lost from injury and some other things, but we didn't have to find anybody. Our 24 we picked in January showed up on Sunday, so that was kind of showed us that we maybe picked the right kids and they were real committed to playing the game.
You show up on Sunday, game coming up on Saturday. I think I asked this to you on Monday, but you've had a couple of days to practice now. How tough has it been to mold this team and get ready for a football game on Saturday?
We try to get them split offense, defense, fairly quick. So right now I think the big thing is just how much live stuff that we did, and we went a little live at the end of practice yesterday, and that got pretty interesting. So other than that, I think the kids have gelled real well together and have, you know, gotten to know each other, and like we talked about, the kids that were opponents for so many years are now on the same team. So that's always kind of a really neat thing to watch, that whole process going through as a week goes along.
Geography wise, I always think it's interesting. The state's pretty good and split, but it always seems like the West is more vast. You're not going to see some of the same teams. Maybe the East maybe has a little advantage of seeing each other live throughout the last couple of years. Is that the case? Are there more kids that you really hadn't seen face-to-face just on film?
Yeah, we probably, kind of where Stewart's at, we're probably more on the East. You know, we had a lot of teams that are on the East, either in our district or teams that we had played. But,
and you were in the East in the playoffs.
Yeah,
we
went East in the playoffs. But, we had played Sacred Heart a few times, so we probably had more kids that we knew on the East than on the West. When we went to pick the coaches, with the huddle and all the online, game film, things like that. It was, we kind of split that up, and the coaching staff with Coach Haas and Hemingford and Coach Porter and Blue Hill and me and Stewart, we kind of the triangle of the state, our part of the state covered. So I think we did a good job knowing and being able to see the kids on film and when we went to our selection meeting to get our team picked.
Well, what about the selection process? When did this thing start and how did this all come about?
I think the coaches have to nominate right after the state championship game, right after Thanksgiving. And then we get our pool and then we have November, December, and then mid-January we have a meeting in Clark's and sit down and pick our 24 and meet and get some coaching input. And then we contact the kids and if they're in or out. And then, you know, if we need to start finding replacements. So, which I said for us, it was lucky we picked 24 and we had 24 here. So it's a kind of a long process, but it lets you see a lot of different kids. And with, you know, having four coaches, you know, we kind of spread out the film watching and we're able to have input with each other to see which kids we wanted to pick.
It's such a great event. The 38th annual Sertoma 8-man game Saturday kicks off at 1:30. You'll hear it on Classic Hits live from talking with the head coach for the West and Lance Howitt from Stewart. Let's talk about your team a little bit. As I said, the running backs here I think are as good as the 8-man game, all-star game has had in a long time. Sondra up among those on the East. Obviously, we've seen Christian Best. We've seen Ethan Skinner. Is that what they're going to do, and are there more?
Yeah, those two, Christian and Ethan, both are playing offense. We've got Jalen Sturdivant. He's another big-time rusher, and he's playing offense. And then Alex Koontz, our quarterback from Stewart, he's about a 3,000-yard career guy. So we've got we put those guys have been playing offense. So we've got feel like we've got a pretty solid stable of backs to go to for the whole game.
By the way, in his career, did anybody ever get a shot on Koontz? I mean, he was such a good quarterback and so elusive. He always seemed to be able to handle that, which at any level is a gift.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he in our game this year with Sacred Heart, he didn't get hit, but he got hit and fell on the ball, and he separated his ribs from his sternum, and that was kind of the beginning of the end for that game. But no, he didn't really. He's pretty elusive, and he was. And the funny story about Alex is that when he was in junior high, he was a guard, and so he never carried the ball until he got to school. We made him a running back, so I don't know who was. Us were the ones that really missed on that one, but that's always a story that we kid him about. That, you know, you were actually a lineman when you were in junior high, so you might want to really enjoy this moment that you have getting to run the ball.
How big of an advantage is it to have your quarterback now in camp for an All-Star game?
I think it's been pretty good. The kids will go, like when we do our rotations, the kids will go to him with questions, especially like on the terminology and things. So that has been an advantage. But with these kids, they pick up stuff so fast. And you know, a lot of the times you get the look like, coach, we don't have.
There's always new kids. There's always freshmen or sophomores that are just they haven't quite got there yet. Here, they're all the best on their teams. You don't have to explain so much farther ahead when you roll in on Sunday and Monday than usual. We're talking with Lance Howitt, head coach here at Stewart, the West coach. Tell us a little bit about what we should see from your team starting offensively on Saturday.
We'll spread the field. You know, we kind of picked our team. We feel like we've got some pretty good. It's pretty good speed, pretty good athletes. We want to get our kids out in space and see if the East make them tackle our kids out in the open. Probably been when we've gone a little bit that we've gone live, it's our defense, I feel, is they've been up. We haven't been able to block them in practice, so they've been real solid. Coach Porter and Coach Haas have done a good job with them getting them ready to play. So I feel like we got our team. We did a good job getting our team picked, getting them on the right side of the ball. So now it's just kind of a matter of smoothing everything out and getting ready for Saturday. So but I've been real happy with everything so far.
Who have been some of the monsters on defense?
Colt Foster from Hemingford. He's been and like know, this is his third week. He was a Shrine Bowl, and then he played West Nebraska. So he came in, and he was in real – I mean, he was geared up for football. He was ready to go in football shape. Probably the other one that's been the big surprise or the big that's been nice to have on our team is Jale Hinkle from CWC, because we played against him for 4 years, and he was a handful. And it's nice to have him on our side now. And that's another thing about this game. You get kids that were a pain for you for 4 years. Now you get to have them on your side, and even if it's only for one game, but that's a real, real nice thing to have.
Is there a kid or two, Coach, that you just never saw until you got here? I mean, again, you see a little bit on film, but is there a kid or two that you never got a chance to see on the field that have impressed you?
We played Sandhill Sedford, and I've just been impressed with it with Justin Lee. Just he's a big, and you know, we have nobody that's even close to being 6'5", or like 5'5". And so having this big, tall receiver, and we've kind of coached our quarterbacks. If you get in trouble, just kind of throw it up to that tall guy and let him go get it. And he's probably been one of the big surprises, just that how you know, the trend in football is these big, tall, he can jump and he can run, and we need a bailout. We just kind of throw it up and have a jump ball and let the big guy go get it.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that Zach Zaleski has had kind of a money game over here at the golf course with any of the coaches here this
week? Well, I think the rain really saved some of their bacon from what I know on the golf. I don't golf, but they were talking last night that they were checking the radar pretty good about rain, so I think they were maybe got in a little deep on the golf, and I think Zach was ready to – I think maybe there was some pizza involved too, and you – if you've seen Zach, I'm not sure you want to bet pizza with Zach, because I think he would probably win that bet most of the time, because he looks like he could put away his fair share of pizza.
Great kid. Great kid. Mikey, anything else?
Just what do you expect this game to come down to on Saturday? We're going to have a wide-open offense, I guess, on the West, and the East wants to run the football. What's it going to come down to?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of like what most games come to, turnovers, if teams can hold on to the ball. There's something big in special teams happen. Right now, it looks like maybe the heat might be a little bit of a factor. They're saying 95, and we went over and practiced on the turf yesterday, and it wasn't 95, and our kids were already saying that their feet were on fire and it was hot. So, you know, that could be something that could come into play a little bit if it gets as warm on Saturday as they're calling for. So,
how do you overcome that? You just we got.
I know our kids wanted to take their shoes off. I didn't think that was, but. You know, some of them are on the turf, but I think once the game gets started, that will they'll handle that pretty well and be ready to go. So I expect it to be a real competitive game, real close, and I think it'll probably end up being just like every other game. The team that makes the fewest mistakes is probably going to have the advantage.
Last minute here with the West head coach at the 8-man All-Star game, and Lance Howard of Stewart. There's so many kids from our listening area, more so maybe from the West and the East, that I can't break them all down. We've talked about a few of them. You mentioned that Alex is going to quarterback. Is Colfax, do you have some other kids in there that will rotate with him? And then give us a little bit about what you're going to do with the Kennesaw kids from just up the road, because obviously Schnitzler can run the ball as well, but tell us about those guys.
And Zach's been in line. Joe has been playing. He's been playing defense too. I think he'll probably end up being our punter. We did some special teams yesterday, so he did a good job with the punting. And you know, the Kennesaw kids, you know, they were the ones of our combos that we took. So we've been real happy with that. They, you know, have brought. We kind of got them split offense, defense, so we feel like we got a pretty good deal with them on the, you know, making using our double at that on with our 24 roster.
Well, this should be great fun Saturday. Lance, again, congratulations on being the head coach. Best of luck on Saturday, and thanks for chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thank you guys for coming today.
You bet. We are here at the 8-man camp. We're going to talk to a few of the players coming up in the next 15 to 20 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us. We are at 8-man camp. Lance Howard of Stewart and Blair Kaling of Hardington Newcastle, the coaches for this year's squad. Christian Best of Elm Creek, Keith and Drury of Blue Hill. We'll also catch up with Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton, Ben Heinrichs of Giltner, and more coming up after this.
22nd Annual Ravenna Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights, June 19th starting at 7 p.m. and the 20th starting at 5, all at Anavar Park, featuring the Grand National Outlaw Class, NETPA, Light Superstock, Super Farm Stock, Pro Stock, Diesel Superstock, two-wheel and four-wheel drive modified limited Pro Stock, and Super Unlimited. Get in on the dirt-flinging, engine-roaring, smoking, tractor-pulling action. See you at Anavar Park this Friday and Saturday. Brought to you by RAI of Nebraska, Ravenna Sanitation, Flashbacks in Ravenna, and Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
Treat Dad like a king this Father's Day and shop at Gary Michaels Clothiers. There's special savings throughout the store. Buy any two sportswear items at regular price and receive the third free. Mix and match Nike golf shorts and polos with Tommy Bahama camp shirts and shorts. Perfect for the golfer or casual dad. For the professional dad, all in-stock seasonal sports coats and suits now 30 to 50% off. Add a dress shirt and receive a tie half price. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Dad. Downtown Hastings and on the bricks, Kearney. Open late Thursday and Saturday until 4. Super Shine Auto Care. We clean the out of your car. It's our 30th anniversary. We've brought back our unlimited wash. For $19.95 a month, you can keep your car super clean with our soft cloth auto wash. We hand scrub the bugs and hand dry your vehicle for that finished touch. Not only that, but you can use our vacuums for free when you wash your vehicle. Also try our auto detailing and Mobile One Lube Express. Look for us online at supershineautocare.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous Fortunato Racing. Start your engines. Don't miss the Cam Raceway 2015 racing season every Friday night now through August. For over 30 years, Cam Raceway has been providing family-friendly fun featuring all kinds of racing, from the rookie go-karts all the way up to the 600cc Outlaw Mini Sprints. General admission is just $7. Children 12 and under are free with an adult admission. Gates open at 7, racing revs up at 8. Find out more information at camraceway.com.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you're not. This is why.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, live from the Sertoma 8-Man Camp, which is at Central Community College in Hastings. The 38th annual game will be on Saturday. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coolest drinks and coolest topics. Do you agree with Andre Iguodala as the NBA Finals MVP? That was our question yesterday, and apparently a few of the folks had been boozing because 50% of them said yes, which I did not agree with, Michael. I'm on the LeBron camp, so either, I guess, if you hate LeBron, you're not going to vote for him, but 30% thought it should have been LeBron, 20% Steph Curry, half the voters thought it should have been Andre Iguodala. Now, here's one that'll play, I know, big in this room, because we're going to be talking football on today's Midtown Mark Cooler question. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, only it's going to be FIFA football. After winning their group at the World Cup, how far will the United States women go in the elimination round? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I say they make it all the way to the finals, and I haven't even looked at the bracket. USA, that's what I got for you, Mike. USA.
Do you have a "we don't care"? Is that part? Is that one of the?
You're not a soccer fan. Our coaches are going to be coming down on you, brother.
Soccer. There are lots of things to talk about in soccer today.
But I know we got them. So vote out there at ESPN at Super.com. Here at the 8-Man All-Star Camp, we're going to talk with a few of our area players. Ben Henricks from Giltner is up first here. You a soccer watcher player, Ben?
Not really. I watch FIFA when I have time, but not much.
Well, congratulations on the All-Star selection, and let's just start a little bit about what you're going to be doing this week. Coach says a lot of good quarterbacks, and you're in the mix. Tell us a little bit about
how your snaps are divided in practice and how practice has been going for you.
It's going pretty good. We have three, and we've all been getting the same amount of snaps, and it's been fun, and it's been fun trying new things and going under center is a new thing for me, so it's been interesting, but it's turned out all right and should be a fun time.
How has it been trying to adapt to a new system by Blair kind of running their stuff? How's that been?
It's been fun doing all the used to throwing every play, but now a lot more handing off, and it's a fun time.
Do you know how to hand off? I mean, you're up under center. Do you really know how to hand off?
I've been learning. I learned a lot of new things already, so it's coming around.
We're talking with Ben Hendricks from Giltner. Jabe Wirtz and Grant Norder are the other quarterbacks. Obviously, we know your strength, standing in the pocket, throwing the ball, running if you need to. How are those two guys different from you in their styles?
They've handed off more than I have a little bit, but they have the same style too. They like to stand and throw, but I think we're all about even. They've had a little more experience, but it's about all even.
They told you how you put the snaps come Saturday, or
I'm not for sure. We'll probably go every series. So,
yeah. Best non-football part of the week for you?
Probably the IMAX theater. That was pretty sweet. Big TV. The movie was pretty good, and just got to hang out with everyone, and it was a good time.
You guys, this is a little bit different than the Shrine Bowl. They camp in two different locations. You guys are all together out here. So besides the football field, you guys like at night to hang out to play video games and stuff out here, or what?
Yeah, I became good friends with a lot of guys already, and it's good to be around new people, and we've had a great week, and hopefully the next couple of days go good and get ready for Saturday.
All right, the coach has stepped out of the room. Now tell us the real game plan here for the East come Saturday. What are you guys doing out there on the football field?
We'll probably run a little more, but the main goal is to win. We want to win, and looks like Garrett wants to throw a little more, but I want to see, but all of the guys want to win. We want to beat the West, and I know the West wants to beat us, so it should be a good time.
Ben Hendricks from Giltner. Final question after the All-Star game. What's your future plans? What's up next for you?
I'm going to Hastings College to play baseball, so I'm looking forward to that.
Fun times. All right, Ben, best of luck. Stay healthy, and we look forward to a great game on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Let's bring in Garrett Sondrup. We'll kind of run the East guys, then we'll go to the West. That a lot of people know, not in our conferences around here, but just kind of on the edge of our listening area, we've got a chance to see him wrestle a little bit. And Garrett, pleasure to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Why do you want to throw the ball, man?
You know, all my career, we've kind of ran the ball, you know, ground and pound. And this week we've done both, you know. I'm going to go play football for Doan, and they're obviously a 50-50 thing, and they spread out the ball a lot, and I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed our practice so far, and we have some, I mean, we got great quarterbacks play, our wide receivers catch everything that comes to them, and our line's good, defense good, I'm not used to playing with, like, you know, just the talent is just so fun to play with a bunch of guys that just love football and love to compete, and in order to win, I believe, you know, you got to use all your talent that's on the field, and that consists of throwing the ball and running the ball.
You've got your coach on the staff here for the East. How's that been for you?
Oh, you know, you get the questions like, you know, is he like this all the time? You know, is he always this intense? And, you know, you got to just smile because, you know, he's having a great time. And I know he's pretty excited to, you know, be able to coach on this you know, coach like me and my teammate Gage one last time before we head off to our college careers. And, you know, it's just all about competing, having fun, and ultimately, hopefully, winning.
We're talking with Fullerton's Garrett Sondrup. Obviously, the last time we saw you on the football field, you got injured. You tried to go a little bit against Hemmingford. It just didn't work out. We saw the return on the wrestling mat, so we knew that you were pretty darn healthy at the time. Are you all the way back?
any problems once you got back on the field this week?
You know, I can't really. You know, I'm pretty healthy. I mean, I after football, you know, I sat out wrestling for like three or four meets, and got back into the swing. You know, I did compete pretty well. I got third at wrestling, and then track came along, and you know, I didn't do my long jump that I usually do, but I still ran, and my times were still all right. So, you know, made it state. I think I'm pretty healthy coming in, and I've stayed healthy for the most part. Yeah.
One more here with Garrett Sondra, because I just it was a pleasure to watch everything that you did. It was fun to watch. I mean, we watched in our area, watched the same kids, but you go, yeah, hey, we're going to go to Fullerton. They got a nice facility. We've got a chance to be there the last couple of years, and hopefully they got something good going there. What about what you guys have been doing non-football related? I know there's some clowns on this team, and they're not all coaches. Who keeps the mood light here for the East team?
Oh, out of all the guys, the most lighthearted and probably the guy that just, you know, he's in and out of every pod, whether it's East or West, and, you know, he's probably the most excited guy, you know, and that's Chris Konacek. I mean, he's everywhere. He's, you know, it's hard keeping tabs on the guy. But he's definitely the one that's the most, like, excited, you know, all the time. So, yeah, I'd have to go with Chris.
What's Coach France's plan for you for
I know that when I went in there, they really enjoyed my ability to work in small spaces, and so they really like that inside zone run, and they think I can get behind a bunch of big guys and, you know, make plays at the running back position. So I think that's the plan.
Did you have other places you were considering? Because, again, being a little selfish, I mean, NAIA is great. I think your talent is definitely the next level if you wanted to do that. What were some of your other options?
You know, I went to camps. I got recognized. A lot of NAI schools were talking to me, you know. I really didn't get up to, like, the Division IIs and Division Ones that much. I talked to a few coaches, but nothing really serious. Probably the most serious was the Augustana College. They're Division II. But I ended up not getting a scholarship offer there. But I... there.
Cool.
Well, at least
Dylan's getting a good one.
I'll get to see him for the next 4 years, so I'll be on the other side in the crimson, the crimson and white.
Hastings isn't going to like seeing Garrett Sondra up on the other side of the football. Garrett, thanks for chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have fun on Saturday. All right.
All right. Thank you.
One more from the East here, and then we will take a break and hear from the West. Simon Sandberg is going to join us, and the coaches were telling us, and we'll ask Simon as well. He's a foreign exchange student. He played at Friend, and Simon, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Foreign exchange student, tell us where you're from and how your time has been over here.
I'm from Sweden, a city called Karlstad. It's been really fun. It's been really different from, like, coming from Europe and experiencing all this, like, little town and living on a farm and all this.
How big was the community that you grew up in?
Oh, 80,000 people.
and Friend, take off a couple of zeros there and be closer to 800. I always thought that the foreign exchange program, and if you can answer this or not, you come over, you're here approximately a year. Yeah. I don't ever remember an exchange student playing in these All-Star games because they usually had went home. What's your situation?
Yeah, when I got nominated to this game, it was more of a, because they send you home almost after 1, 2, 3 weeks after school is done, and I decided, and I talked to the organization that I went over here with, and I booked my own flight, and they will give me some money back to, because I did that, because I wanted to stay here over during this game.
Cool.
So you're on the farm, turned into a boy while you're over here, or what?
Almost.
We're talking with Simon Sandberg. He is from Friend here this last year. What about the game of American football, and how did you adapt to it in just a short time?
No, I have played it for 4 or 5 years now, so it's nothing new except the 8-man, because I played 11-man back home in Sweden.
And what do they have plans, though? What are they going to be doing with you Saturday as far as where you're going to be playing?
I don't know. I'm be playing both sides of the ball, probably just be playing D-line and O-lineman.
Is athletics in your future? What happens when you go back home?
I'm going to finish high school because, like, this year for me as a foreign exchange student didn't count in my academics, so I have to finish it, and then we'll see what goes from there.
He's a big boy, too, at 225 pounds, so he'll be anchoring something over there. More than that.
It's been a good week to eat.
We've had a lot of pizza this week, so maybe 235 as he comes in here. So he's a big boy. You guys, what have you been doing out on the practice field right now?
Just getting to know each other on the line, just running through plays, and it looks really good. It looks just O-lineman is solid.
Has it been difficult adjusting to a new system other than what you guys have maybe ran at Friend?
Nah, it's basically, like, it's still football. It's going to be the same. It's the standard place that you know and you have played. And even back home in Sweden, have we done a lot of these plays. Just eight man.
I always thought it took a lot of guts to want to be a foreign exchange student. What made you – give me a little bit of the story. A, what made you want to do that? How did you end up – I mean, there's a lot of places you can go. How'd you end up in Friend, Nebraska?
Yeah. It started 1 year earlier because I was talking to an American guy that played on my team back home, and he was talking about, why don't you just come over to the U.S. and play high school football? I'm like, yeah, that would be cool. I looked more into it, and it didn't turn out. And then the year afterwards, I'm like, I want to go. I want to go so bad because I wanted to see. I wanted to have an adventure. I wanted to see how football was in the U.S. and all this.
He wants an adventure, and he ends up in Friend.
That's a little bit of an adventure.
Yeah, it was an adventure.
So how's that come about when you get placed? How did Friend come out of the thing?
Yeah, when you talk to this organization, they when you choose, like, I signed up and said, you can place me wherever in the U.S. you want. As long as I have football, I was probably satisfied.
Wow.
Last second, Simon Sandberg, and then we'll let him get to lunch here. I know there's probably so many, one or two things that this last year, what's been one or two of the coolest experiences by being here in the United States, Nebraska, that you'll take with you?
I would almost say, like, the high school spirit is one of them, because back home there's no school sports, like, nothing that is connected to school when it comes to athletics or anything like that. So that was really cool to see how, like, the school just, they're together, they have this spirit, everybody's there sharing at the game and all this.
Are you a hockey guy? No, just because you're from Sweden doesn't mean you're a hockey guy.
I played it, but it was a long time ago.
And maybe we should have saved the cooler question for Simon, because Sweden and the U.S. did play a little soccer this week. I mean, yeah. was that even on here? Did we have a little? Or do you?
Yeah, it's a little. It's, of course, I'm from Sweden. Of course, I'm going to share for a minute. It's always going to be that way, but it wasn't too much of a deal. I saw it was on, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch a little.
So if we go to Sweden on vacation sometime, we're just there a couple of weeks, what's the number one or two things we need to do?
Sweden is a really good outdoor country overall. Fish, hunting, just get out in the mountains, just hitchhike, all this. It's beautiful.
You're out. You're out. I'm not taking you to Sweden. Camping, fishing, I don't see you.
I'm guessing there's a couple things I could find to do over there.
What else do you do in Sweden?
Well, depending on a lot where you're from. If you come from a bigger city, it's basically just be there, hang out, whatever. And if you're from smaller towns, it's hunting. You have some farming. You have I don't even know what to do, to be honest.
So, I'm just saying, if somebody asked me that question, what do you do in Nebraska? Work.
Yeah.
Sleep. Work. Eat. Have fun. Go lose golf balls.
Yeah.
You know, whatever there is to do. Simon, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your year here, and hopefully you'll finish it off with a great game on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Yes. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. Talk with Christian Best of Elm Creek, Keith and Drury from Blue Hill. They represent the West when we come back.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save big on your next set of tires? Then get to Big O Tires now during our huge buy three tires and get the fourth free sale. You'll save 25% on all Cooper, Nitto, and Sumitomo tires to fit all passenger cars, crossovers, pickups, and SUVs. There's no forms to fill out or rebates to wait for, just an immediate savings of 25% when you buy three tires and get the fourth free only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Come out to the Royals-Red Sox Weekend Series at the K. Friday is the Big Slick Celebrity Softball Game. Then at 7:10, it's Buck Night at Summer Fireworks. Saturday at 6:10, the first 15,000 fans get a Mike Moustakas ALCS bobblehead presented by Pepsi. Family Fun Day Sunday is Father's Day. So the first 10,000 men get a Royals barbecue apron presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Game time 1:10. Tickets at Royals.com and Hy-Vee.
Let's make this season forever Royal.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
The College World Series continues tonight right here on ESPN Radio as TCU battles LSU. Pregame at 6:40, first pitch at 7:05. The Horned Frogs and the Tigers from the College World Series in Omaha tonight on ESPN Radio.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Like a Daddy Show, heading into our final segment here on this Thursday live at the 8-Man All-Star Camp. We do have a set of four, family four-pack to the end of our tractor pull. You can go Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 5. You can come to the 8-Man game and still make it to the tractor pull if you wish. Call now. We've got a family four-pack, 888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won this week, you can call it and get those to go to Anavar, their annual celebration in Ravenna. 888-455-3776, a family four-pack to the tractor pull. We are here at the 8-Man Camp in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Stop in at Midway Chrysler to see their full lineup of the Chrysler 200, which gets up to 36 highway miles to the gallon. See the gas prices are going up. That is one of the best new vehicles on the market. First in segment, 9-speed automatic transmission on the Chrysler 200. If you're into the Dodge, check out the Journey. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has the most affordable midsize crossover starting at just under $21,000. You can go to thinkmidway.com or see them locally at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, the Midway Auto Dealerships. Well, we talked about some of the great running backs that are on the West team, and one of those is a Christian Best of Elm Creek. As we talked during the break here, Mike, we've had some of these kids on the West would have the opportunity to play in three straight, a couple of them in the Shrine game, then the West Nebraska All-Star games are always played in Scotts Bluff, and a handful of them now are here in the 8-Man game. I would think they'd need a nap.
Well, Christian, he's already said he's getting kind of tired. But he's here, and he's ready to go for the 8-Man game on Saturday. Now, you played just last weekend, right?
Yes, I did.
How was that out of Scotts Bluff? How'd that go for you?
I thought it'd be really hot when we first got out there, but we had 2 days that were extremely sunny. Turns out the last day, the game day, had to be really hot when they had to wear all that gear. But
well, how's that camp compared to this one? Do you guys room together out there and everything? Or
when we first checked into our dorms, the west was on one side and the east was on the other. And here, the east and west they sometimes talk. There, we were just at each other's throats. We didn't really want to talk too much.
Really?
We avoided each other.
I've noticed that. There's only been a couple times, and there's always that guy who might take it a little different than the rest of the team. So
We don't want to put the coaches on the spot, but there's always sometimes a guy that's a little more intense. Some guys are just here for the fun. How, Christian, have you kind of embraced this and approached the All-Star season?
I embraced it just like any other game I would. I'm here to be my best and show everybody how good I am, along with the team that I'm on. And I just want to show, if there's any scouts that show up, I just want to play my best.
We're talking with Christian Best from Elm Creek, by the way. Ron from Kearney, winner of our tickets to the tractor pull. Okay, you, Hemmingford, I know this ain't the first time. Has there been some, what's the relationship?
Before I came in here, the relationship is as any team that loses in the semifinals would be. I mean, we didn't really like each other, didn't want to talk to each other. Bring up the game, say, come at us again, we'll do it again. But having this week with the Hemmingford boys on our team, Colt Foster and Ethan Skinner and Coach Haas, it's something that I grew to. Coach Haas, he's just a joker. He's a great guy to be around. Yeah, the two Hemmingford boys, they're quiet, but they talk to you, and they're respectful, and they're nice about everything, even though during the season it seemed like they weren't.
So you're standing there, Ethan's getting some snaps, you're getting some snaps, you're getting a chance to stand and watch each other for the first time. What's that like?
Watching each other on the same team, I feel, in my opinion, is pretty dangerous, because I know how good he is, and I know he knows how good I am. And being able to see each other and learn new things from each other that we didn't know, or learn how to run the ball differently with each other, just a benefit for both of us.
We going to see you guys on the field at the same time come Saturday?
There could be a possibility. If one of our fullbacks gets tired or something, then we both could go in. Or...
Coach has talked a little bit about you guys actually maybe spreading the ball out a little bit more. How different is that from what you do at Elm Creek? Does it open some things up for you that you haven't had a chance to do before?
It's not completely different, but back in Elm Creek, we were mostly just an I formation team, just pounded smash mouth type game. And then occasionally we just pitch it out, or I'd have to bounce it outside. We'd spread it out, do some jet sweeps and stuff like that back in Elm Creek. And I mean, it's nothing different really. Just the way that it's run and blocked is kind of different for me.
Well, Christian, I know it's lunchtime, so we'll let you get to that. Kind of been asking the guys from the non-football stuff. I understand, by the way, that you just put a whooping on Coach Haas at MLB. I heard you got the early lead playing baseball up on MLB. Can you give us a breakdown of how that whooping occurred?
I was playing a game before Coach Haas came in, and he asked if I had baseball or something. I said, yeah, and he was asking if it was the show, and he just wanted me to throw it in and play a game against me. We went a few innings, I think top of the fifth. Finally, I scored, decided to put a point on the board. And it was a close game up until like the end of the game where he had I scored again, making it 2-0, and he decided to get the bases loaded on me. Couldn't pull through and score, though, but he ended up scoring later in the game, just beating him 2-1.
Excellent. Outstanding. Already got that over him. So a victory already this week for Christian. Christian, we'll let you get going. Have a great game Saturday, and congratulations on your fine career.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll take one more kid here, one more player, kid, whatever, one more outstanding athlete. Keith and Drury of Blue Hill is going to pop down here for us. And Mike, he's got a unusual, I guess, story. I don't know if this is weird or not for Keith and all these seniors. This is, for the most part, their last football game if they're not going to college. But you're always saying goodbye to your coach, even if he's on your staff. But he's really saying goodbye to his coach.
Yeah, Scott Porter not going to be at Blue Hill next year. He's moved on. But how is it, maybe he's on the staff as the assistant coach for the West. How is it to play one more game with Coach?
Well, it's pretty fun to have one last game with Coach Porter. And, you know, last game is Bobcats. And so it, you know, make, you know, one last time to play under him. So going to make the most out of it. But it's fun to be able to play one more time for him.
Keith and Drury's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Blue Hill has went from 11 to 8 man. You being a part of that, what was it like? When you're growing up, things change. What was it like?
It's nuts. You know, I expected the just the change to be maybe a little bit easier than what it was. But it was difficult. And, you know, after our first three games, we started to get going on it. And then we finally got the hang of the eight-man. And then, you know, we get to playoffs and lose to Hemmingford out there. But eight-man was just a different game. And, you know, it's still fun. It's still football. But it was a big change coming from 8 to 11-man.
And talk about the biggest change. You guys won out. You guys made the change from 11 to 8-man, dropped your first three games, and didn't play very well. Just talk about those first three games. What was the biggest adjustment that you had to make?
I don't know. It's just tough. It's, you know, tough thinking about it again. But we just, you know, we had to change some things, and we just had to keep working harder. We had to work on our open field tackling a lot, and that was a big problem for us. And just we had to keep better, getting better, and us seniors had to really get together to make sure the team didn't fall apart. And that was when we kept the team together, so we kept going.
After the first three games, you say, what did we do? What game are we playing?
They weren't playing putzes either. No, they were playing good competition.
Yeah, but the playoffs were the furthest thing from your mind after the first three games, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember having a conversation with my dad after we lost those first three games. I'm like, man, I hope we make the playoffs. That'd be just so bad if we didn't, you know, going from high hopes to absolutely no playoffs. But that was, I remember having that conversation. It wasn't a good time, but we pulled together.
I kind of felt sorry for Christian a little bit because we saw three or four of their games this year. One was Hemmingford. One was Blue Hill, which had an extremely exciting finish ending at the one-yard line there. But that kind of got it going in the right direction for you guys. And Keith and Drury's with us. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on here at camp. Where are we going to be seeing you playing on Saturday?
I'm going to be playing on the defense side of the ball. So that'll be fun. I'm excited for it. Get to play with some really good defensive guys with like Colt Foster and Jale. And it's going to be fun. I'm excited for it.
I'm guessing if the ball guys like Skinner and Best over there, you got some pretty good guys to practice against to get ready for Saturday.
Yeah, we've had there's no slouches on running backs on either team. So it's been fun to be able to prepare, you know, against these guys and, you know, watching these guys run again. And just it's good practice to prepare against guys who are really, you know, they're really good running backs, and that's why they're here.
What can you do on defense? What are you guys going to be doing out there? How can we stop a rushing attack like the East is supposedly going to put on the field here this Saturday?
We're just, you know, just going to keep trying hard and just, you know, try not to outsmart ourselves or anything. Just react to the ball and make the tackle, and I think we'll all be fine.
Coach Porter helping you out with the defense this week? Or? Yeah.
Yep, he's helping out, him and Coach Haas, just those two doing defense. So it's, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, playing for one of them and playing against one of them just to see how their ideas mesh together.
Last minute here with Keith and Drury out of Blue Hill, who's going to be playing for the West team in the eight-man game. What's next for you?
I'm going to go to Dort College in Iowa and major in mechanical engineering and play football up there too.
My head hurts. My head just hurt right there from mechanical engineering.
Well, Dort, that hurts. That kind of hurts my head too.
And you know, sometimes I admit this. I know I had another question to ask Keith and it just vanished from my mind. You got anything else for the man? Oh, I remember what it is now. There you go. We've talked with the guys about the fun times you've had. You know, you got water parks still going on. You've been to airplane show, the IMAX, the bowling, and the miniature golf competition. By the way, who won that?
Miniature golf?
Yeah.
I didn't do well. I can't golf at all. So it was
bowling?
Bowling? No. You got to get those bumpers up. If there's no bumpers on there, then it's going in the gutter. I think I had at one point in time, five of my six bowls, I ended up with a zero because they got stuck in the gutter.
So. Nice. That's nice.
How much do the guys know about the eight-man, the Sertoma, and the cause you guys are playing for?
I think it's pretty well known. First night we came down and the head guy, you know, he really explained to us what, you know, what we're playing for and that, you know, we're not here to mess around and goof off and stuff. You know, we can still have fun, but we're still playing for that name. We're not, you know, we're not all by ourselves here.
All right. We'll let you get to lunch, Keith, and congratulations, man, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
From Blue Hill, Keith and Drury joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, you're going to have a heck of a game Saturday. I just know it. You're going to have a heck of a game. I will be shocked if it's not one of the best eight-man games we've ever seen. And maybe once you blow it up that and you got all these great kids, you know, maybe – maybe it ends up being 7-6 or something like that.
We've had games like that before.
The line is in.
The line,
the
is,
line
in.
Is in.
The East. The East holds the overall series lead 20-17. The East won last year, breaking a 6-game winning streak by the West. But the line is in.
The line is in from Big Daddy and Mike Perenio at Mandalay Bay in Vegas. Just told us in our ear, and they have been wrong several times. They are weighing the West's heavy, potent running attack, going with a spread offense. They have also taken a few points away from the East because of the coaching on the East side. So they have given the check to the West. From the coaching, they have went with strong defense on the East side, and they have installed the West as a slim 3.5-point favorite for Saturday's game.
Where's the parimutuel window?
So I'm just throwing that out there. It's that fictitious line that always gets thrown down, but we've also had fun with that for about 10 years.
Three and a half. It seems to be always 3.5. I think last year you set the line at 3.5.
We don't want to push. I'm not setting any lines here.
I know.
I want that to be, you know, formed as well. Michael, one last word here on the 8-man game, a couple other sports notes, and we'll get on out of here. But what kind of stands out to you from what you've seen so far this week?
I'm looking forward to the wide-open spread attack that we're going to see from the West. Kind of anxious to see that. We start spreading the field in 8-man football. They make a lot of plays in open space. The East is going to have to tackle. And you start getting some of these athletes that we have seen throughout the years in wide open spaces, they can cause a lot of damage.
Like Keith and touched on it, one of the toughest things is more open field tackling, shoring that up. Let's face it, if you're playing your regular season or even in the playoffs, you see the weak point on the other team, and that's what you try to attack.
In an all-star game,
there are few, and if they are weak, they're very minute weak. That's why we mentioned the coaching staff.
And the folks around here, there's a lot of local talent that's going to be playing in this football game. We mentioned the Kennesaws. We mentioned the guys from Blue Hill, Giltner. A lot of local talent, so a great time to come on out on Saturday to check out the Sertoma game on Saturday.
Pre-game at 1 o'clock. Kickoff is at 1:30 from Hastings. A couple of other sports. Once again, Cubs score 17 runs last night. We suppose we mentioned that. Did they score 17 runs? They actually won the ball game. Kansas City 10-2 last over Milwaukee. They'll wrap that up at 7:10 tonight on the Breeze. TCU and LSU College World Series here on ESPN Radio. 6:40 pregame. First pitch will be at 7 o'clock. A lot of American Legion baseball last night. White Scots will have come all this way and only play one game.
They were going to play in Omaha, then go to the College World Series. They had some games canceled in the Omaha Metro. They moved some things around, so all those games got wiped out. So they made the trip from Scotts Bluff to Hastings. We played 4.5 innings. They jumped back on the bus, back the other way. They went and they got a Sydney game tonight, and they play in the Alliance tournament this weekend.
Well, Hastings 5 points, 1-10-2. Makeup games for Kearney Runza. They swept Norfolk yesterday on the road, 8-0, 10-3. The first game was a 5-inning no-hitter from Andrew Wegner. Grand Island Home Federal swept Columbus. Post 52 at Kearney beat Lexington. Kearney 5 points. Juniors beat Broken Bow 10-2. Broken Bow won the seniors game over Little Caesars by a score of 10-8. John Kyle has a new job. The former very successful St. Cecilia girls basketball coach will have a rebuilding project at Conestoga High School in Class C1. And again, the machine, Danielle Lemick, wins another amateur title, the Nebraska Women's State Amateur, heading off to her senior year at Bradley. Boy, she stubbed her toe yesterday. She was 1 over par, but 3 under for the tournament to win it by 9.
She's talking about maybe turning pro after she completes her reign there at Bradley. That'd be good to see.
Success. Success at that next level. We see what we think in Nebraska are extremely good golfers. We've talked with some of these guys, John Hurley, Brandon Crick, Scott Kucheski, some of the guys, Val Skinner we've had on the show. We need the ladies to be able to do. Sometimes they just don't want to take that next step. They want to get on with their lives more so than the guys want to do. But Daniela continues to improve her game. At the U.S. Open, Phil Mickelson is your leader through the front nine. He is 3 under par. Dustin Johnson is 2 under through 6. Patrick Reed is 2 under through 4. And also here in Hastings at the Adams County Fairgrounds, it's the State High School Rodeo Finals. Performance this morning. They'll go again tonight at 6, tomorrow at 10 and 6, and wrap it up at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
So that should just about do it. I want to thank you for inviting me to come on the show. I didn't know if you didn't like me all of a sudden or what. It's been a long time coming, but
I try to work us in around vacation time. You know how that works. For Mike Will and our producer-engineer back in the studio, Caleb Henry, Doug Gudasing, thanks so much for joining us. To all the folks here at the 8-Man All-Star Camp and the head coaches, Blair Kalen from Hardington Newcastle coaching the East, Lance Howard of Stewart coaching the West. The players we talked to today, Garrett Sondrup of Fullerton, Ben Henriks of Giltner, Simon Sandberg, the foreign exchange student from Sweden who attended Friend, Christian Best of Elm Creek, Keith and Drury of Blue Hill. Tomorrow, we will be at the Kearney Country Club, the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament. Tomorrow morning, there is a $1 million hole-in-one, so the tournament's at 1. It come out between 8:30 and noon, and you can contribute, get a shot to hit it closest to the pin. They'll take the two closest from all the qualifying throughout the morning. Each will get a shot from 170 yards right before the tournament starts. If you make it, it's $1 million. It's happened before. It hasn't happened here, but you never know.
Wow, 170 yards? What do you use, bud?
We may have a millionaire on the Doug and Daddy Show, a brand new millionaire tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If that's you, you probably won't be here.
As everyone that knows me just spit their coffee or soda all over their dashboard. Folks, thanks for being with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.